We roll on in the air-conditioned Lynn Dunn Memorial Building at the Lynn County Fair Day 1, talking about static exhibits from cakes to pies. We had AJ on last hour talking about his baseball art. There's a rumor going around this building that you're related to that guy I talked to last hour.
Not boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Well, introduce yourself, please.
Caitlin Shaw.
Caitlin Shaw, where are you from?
I'm from Marion.
From Marion. And in town, on a farm?
In town.
In town. What brings you to the Lynn County Fair?
I just love 4-H, and I love being able to do projects and coming up with creative stuff.
Now, are you and AJ like the same 4-H club?
No, but...
So how did you meet him?
School.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions about AJ?
No.
Okay, fine. Let's go back to your art. Let's go back to your project. We'll find a picture of you on our website here in a little bit. You made, and I'm going to guess here... This is a something I can put garbage in. This is something I could put snacks in. If I'm watching a movie, I could put popcorn in it.
No.
Okay, what is it?
Flower pot.
Oh, I was close, though. What is it? This is unique, red, white, and blue. How did you come up with a design for this, and what did you use specifically? Because that's unique.
I use recycled bottle caps from a can drive we did for raising money for Adventureland, and I wanted to make the American flag because I had enough. I had about 11 bags of recycled bottle caps, and I had enough to make the American flag, so I wanted to make the American flag.
Did you have help uncapping all those bottles, or did you have to do it yourself?
No, we had help. We had half of our classmates helping us with the recycled bottle caps.
Okay. And now you got a big blue ribbon attached to that as well. So how does that feel, you big champion, you?
Good.
Good. What's your favorite part about bringing not only that pot, but I'm told you have photography and some pictures here too.
Yeah, that was fun. I was able to take a picture off of the flower pot for my photography, so that was a fun, surprising moment I had. And it's just fun being able to create these things and recycle.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's important for people to know that a fair just isn't animals. I mean, we'll talk to people with animals, but this building around us here, we've got all kinds of... Like, what else do you see in the booth there?
You see baking, you see tie blankets, you see chairs, you see pictures, you see boards, Legos, paintings, everything.
A little bit of something for everybody. What, if you weren't doing this today, if you weren't up here at the fair, what would you be doing with your summer?
Probably nothing.
Nothing? So, but you decided, I'm going to bring this. And are you willing to make more of those flower pots if people at the station just start bringing us bottle caps?
Yes.
You will? I figured you would say no.
I have plenty. I have like around 10 more bags of those recycled bottle caps at home. So.
Well, I want to let you and AJ go back hand in hand walking the fairgrounds. I don't want to take more of your time. I've already taken enough of it. If you just kindly tell people why they need to come out to the fair, see you, and see your project and spend some time here in Central City.
Because it's a fun experience and you can create new ideas and get new ideas to create new things and do new things than just sitting at home.
There you go. And find a way to recycle bottle caps.
Yep.
There you go. You will see that smiling face on the ag section of our website at kmch.com.